The inspiration for King Mangoberry goes back to 30 years ago when Venezuelan composer Ricardo Lawrence took his friend to a fruit juice stand in Caracas, Venezuela.
He had this idea of asking not for a mango or for a strawberry or for a passion fruit juice, but he decided to ask for a mixture of mango and strawberry. And to our surprise, the person who was making the juices was very sort of confused because he didn't understand in a way why exotic fruit like the strawberry would want to be ruined with such an ordinary fruit like the mango.
Mangoes are native to Venezuela, but strawberries have to be imported. For Lawrence, this experience made him think about the unique opportunities we often miss because of limitations caused by biases and fears.
So I wondered how much we're missing because of our upbringings and our taken for granted.
King Mangoberry was initially a 3-minute overture for the Dayton Philharmonic back in 1993. But through former MSU colleague Cormac Cannon, who is now at the University of South Carolina, the piece turned into a 5-piece allegory in 2013 and was performed and recorded by MSU Wind Symphony in 2018 and 2019. Although the MSU Wind Symphony was not the first to perform the piece, Lawrence says the MSU performance was the most definitive and accurate performance.
So by the time I heard it at Michigan State, I had a chance to finally hear the way I had imagined it, with all its complexities.
For Lawrence, the Grammy nomination from the Latin Recording Academy brings the Latino culture home to a place like East Lansing.
I've made a career and a life, and I've built a family here in the U.S. and for the past 15 years in Michigan. And I have to be honest, I know we are Latinos are present in Michigan, but they're not as visible as I would like. It's hard to see the impact they're having in Michigan, unlike other states of the for it to have reached this level of recognition is extraordinary to me.
What is most meaningful to Lawrence about the Grammy nomination is that it's a recognition of an opportunity for MSU students performing the piece, many of whom are not Latinx, to connect with a perspective of Latinx culture.
Because some of the students who are performing in this album, this might have been the first encounter with anything of the Latino culture. And suddenly here they are, tossed into the excitement of the Latin Grammy nomination. That's extraordinary. And that's what I find more meaningful about this nomination. I am, of course, extremely honored, but it's the bigger message that I am very proud of.
For MSU conductor Kevin Sedatol, the recognition for the piece does not get much higher than the Grammys.
Feels so great about it for our students who really put in the work to produce a extremely high quality product performance. And it's also, it's a marker of a really fantastic learning experience for them, very multicultural.
Sedatol says conducting this piece was a natural fit for him because he's always looking for pieces that use instruments in new and unusual ways.
King Mangoberry is all about allegories, you know, things that don't go together, that are being mashed together. And each one of the characters in the piece represent that.
What was most challenging for the students, according to Sedatal, was adapting to playing music in a more relaxed way.
American students tend to play right on the edge, always rhythmically, and sometimes this just need, in this particular music, things need to be a little bit more relaxed.
Sedatal hopes that the biggest takeaway listeners have from this piece is the importance of being open to diversity.
It's the promotion of diversity, and that you don't always have to have, you know, salt and pepper together, or you don't always have to put gravy on your mashed potatoes, or, you know, it can be a wide variety of things. And just creating an openness of thinking is probably the overreaching aspect of the piece.
For WKAR News, I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.